today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about the social aspect of fasting.
Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan. Oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are, welcome Ramadan. Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
Today, Thursday, is the 26th of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Ordibehesht, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of April, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's open Allah's book, the Holy Quran. This is chapter Ar-Rahman, verses 35 to 38.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يرسل عليكما شواظ من نار ونحاس فلا تنتصران.
There will be sent upon you a flame of fire and smoke, and you will not defend yourselves.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
فَإِذَا انشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ وَرْدَةً كَالدِّهَانِ.
And when the heaven is split open and becomes rose-colored like oil.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Resuming the account of the preceding blessed verses regarding some of the incidents that shall occur on the day of resurrection. The blessed verse 37 treat to further depictions of the scenes of resurrection and the manner of attending to records and divine recompense. Thus the blessed is saying that when the heaven is rent asunder and turns rosy like molten oil, horrible incidents shall occur such that no one may bear them. All the blessed Quranic verses concerning resurrection clearly reflect that the present order of the world shall be disturbed on that day, and very horribly, incidents shall occur throughout the world. Speaking about social aspect of fasting, be with us. Ramadan fasting encompasses direction to develop spiritual, moral, and social values. It is the message of equality amongst the individuals of the society. The poor are given attention and benefit from charity and the faithful practice of the concept of neighborhood and hospitality. Apart from helping to achieve purity of body and soul through this process of self-purification, addressing these areas of social significance is bound to help people shed all those things which are not socially desirable. The practice of the concept of neighborhood is equally important. The neighborhood concept ultimately extends to the world and beyond. Muslims cannot consume alcohol and use smoke in any form during the month of Ramadan. Those people who are addicted to such habits, it is the best time for them to quit these habits, which are spoiling their health and wasting their money, which they are restraining themselves from these habits for 1 month. They should continue to do so for the rest of their life.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin as-sa'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about the social effects of fasting. When everybody is expected to endure and to admit the pressures of thirst and hunger throughout the daytime, at times, especially by the end of daytime, as we approach the evening, the dusk, everybody experiences the pressure of thirst or the pressure of hunger. In this connection, we may sense what the poor people experience in their lives. Now we find that other aspects of the Ramadan observances include paying alms to the needy people, being attentive to them, and spreading the tables of iftar for everybody. The least degree is giving iftar receptions to our relatives and to our, for example, neighbors and relatives. And the best type of giving reception of iftar throughout Ramadan, in the evening, at dusk, of course, is spreading the tables of iftar, the iftar tables for everybody. For the poor and for the rich. For acquaintances and for the strangers, and so on. In this connection, we find that the social aspects or the social benefits of the month of Ramadan has been very clear, such that many police forces, many police authorities indicated that throughout the month of Ramadan, the rate of crimes come down quite considerably. And this is one of the aspects of the month of Ramadan and observing this religious duty. Thank you.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind. Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to.
From social benefits of fasting in Ramadan, we reach to strengthening social ties. It is recommended for Muslims to offer iftar, that is the meal for breaking fasting after the sunset for other Muslims. Prophet Muhammad, peace and salutations of Allah be upon him and his pure progeny, says, "Whoever gives iftar to one who is fasting will have a reward like his, without that detracting from the fasting person's reward in the slightest." Do not forget to contact your relatives and friends to wish them a happy Ramadan.
Allah.
Fasting ensures the unity and harmony of society. This is another social effect of the month of Ramadan. Fasting leads to a positive challenge in the attitudes of the believers towards each other. The scene of empathy is invoked, helps the faster understand other people better and make it easier for them to make friends and socialize. The usual activities of Ramadan that are common to all believers, such as fasting during the same month, waiting for the time to break the fast in the evening, congregational prayers observed in the mosque, and getting up at night to have the pre-dawn meal, sahur, before beginning the fast, all foster the brotherhood and affection among the believers. In particular, the night of power and Eid celebration at the end of Ramadan strengthened the social ties among believers. Allah's Messenger, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his family says, "The similitude of believers in regard to mutual love, affection, and fellow feeling is that of one body. When any limb aches, the whole body aches because of sleeplessness and fever. Therefore, believers feel themselves to be the limbs of one body, and this feeling strengthens the solidarity and friendship in the community."
We have to come towards the ibadah. We have to strengthen our ibadah. Teach yourself. Train ourselves to get into the ibadah, to feel the ibadah. And I will end with this hadith, hadith Qudsi, where Allah says, كَذَبَ مَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّهُ يُحِبُّنِي وَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ اللَّيْلِ نَامَ عَنِّي. He's a liar, the one who claims that he loves me, but once the night falls, he goes and he falls asleep. Don't you want to spend your nights with the ones that you love? So my dear brothers and sisters, these are some ways that we can take advantage of this holy month, the month of Ramadan. And if we implement these, if we take advantage of the month of Ramadan, we will be much better on the day of Eid. We will have purified our souls and purified our hearts and made ourselves ready to experience the difficulties and the challenges of life ahead of us.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Please keep us in your prayers and du'as. And there is nothing else, just fi amanillah.
القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن. نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان. نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان. ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن.